Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Mike Daniels is our guest, our good friend, a great Brain Trust member. He is the chairman of the Global Internet Strategy Project out of Competitive Enterprise Institute. That's one of his credentials. He's also the author of Modernization of the Internet. He's the former president of ICANN back in the 1990s. Mike, thanks again for being here. Mike, your proposal in your new report, An American Strategy for Cyberspace, is all about having a national internet strategy. Now, whenever I have proposed to some of my experts that America needs a national energy policy, and I still think we do, a lot of them, when they think of that, they think of the government mucking around in the energy world and kind of ruling our lives from an energy standpoint. But an energy policy is not, a national energy policy is not the same thing as a national internet policy. The internet is has become such a utility in every aspect of our lives. We've got to get some control over this so we can protect ourselves, don't we?
We sure do, Jim, and you know, you're right about a national energy policy. It's not that you're going to regulate everything. What we're talking about in cyberspace is things have changed dramatically, and you know, as you and I and all your listeners go about your daily lives, every one of us is on the internet every day. You're running your business, you're ordering things, you're taking customer orders. But the other side of that is what we're concerned about, which is you've got people out there who do not share our values, they don't share our beliefs, and they're actively working to not only undermine us and our national security, but to steal our property and our ideas, and really to make a mess of what every one of us is using every day. That's what we're seeing more and more.
And so you're proposing, I hope I'm not taking too much liberty here, but you're proposing essentially a Defense Department type of effort in cyberspace.
We truly are, and we don't do that lightly, Jim, and we thought about it with all of our experts, and we propose creating a federal cybersecurity service to engage in real-time defensive operations of the United States government's assets and more to help U.S. businesses. And the reason we've come to that conclusion is we're simply not doing those things today in this country. And what we're faced with is countries like China, and China is an obvious one. They've got somewhere in the neighborhood of 300,000 or 400,000 dedicated cyber people who literally are in our U.S. government systems and in our business systems day and night, extracting every kind of information they can. All of your listeners have heard about the Office of Personnel Management, where they've got over 20 million records. You see it day and night. We've had breaches of our government systems, major companies, small business. It just goes on and on with no end. We got to stop it.
And there's no one. There doesn't seem to be anyone in the government serious about this threat, does there?
Well, we talked to some people who are very serious about it, Jim, and they are highly concerned that we just don't have either the legislative authority or the laws prohibit us from doing certain things, and some rightly so, but others. We're not organized. There's bureaucratic infighting. The agencies have stovepiped these issues. They're not working as they should together.
Well, do you not believe that you and I have talked about this before, Mike, the Obama administration has actually weakened America's position, in my opinion, with regard to the Internet. What do you think?
I think it's a very mixed bag, Jim, is what I think after looking at this carefully for 2 years and talking to all of the experts we could find. I think some things the Obama administration has done have probably been good things, but for the most part, they've left major areas uncovered that are just critical to our economic security. They just haven't put in place the appropriate things that we need. And again, as you and I have talked before, this is not a Democrat or Republican issue.
Right,
it's a national security
problem. That's one thing I want to make. I want to point out is there's enough responsibility, obligation, and blame to go around. This is not a partisan issue. I want to read one line from the report here, folks. And Michael wants you to comment on it. Digital commerce. This is some of the motivation for the report, folks. Digital commerce is threatened by the failure to agree on and enforce international norms for intellectual property, digital trade, et cetera. Talk about that.
Well, what people need to understand, Jim, and all of us have to change our thinking. We're living in a digital world, and more of our daily activity in terms of business and government, national security, is going that way. Everything from the vulnerability of our weapons systems to stealing your assets out of your company, whether it's a small, mid, or large business. If we don't do something about this in the digital age, on the trade and commerce side, we're just not going to have the kind of forward economic competitive advantage that we have got to have to sustain our way of life. And we need the free major states in the world, talk about Australia, Canada, Great Britain, the United States, to push international norms where we don't have a Wild West.
Not unlike the way we did with the mutually assured destruction approach to atomic weapons.
100% right, Jim. And we've not come to that point in our thinking, and we better get there fast because it's going to kill us if we don't.
Mm-hmm. I've got some more questions for Mike after these messages. Folks, the report is called An American Strategy for Cyberspace, Advancing Freedom, Security, and Prosperity. Is that at CEI.org, Mike? Well, I'll tell you that website after this break. Stay with it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.